sponsored by Gordon Richardson and Associates. Let's bring in our marriage counselor here on the show, Coach Slocum on Mobile.
Let's ask him about this. Coach, I'm sure you saw where William Green and his fiance had a little marital, well, not premarital discourse, and his fiance accidentally stabbed him in the back, maybe. What, you know, what are your thoughts on that, and how do you have a good relationship and a good marriage? You've been married for many years now.
Well, I'll tell you, Adam, I'm familiar with the stabbing in the back deal, so I think I got a good grasp of that. But Lance, sounds like you got it down. I mean, you got some of the marital conversations down pretty well there. It's kind of like one of those moments that you and Soy the Goalie used to talk about. You know, hey, hold my beer. Let me grab the knife.
Yeah. Let me turn my back on you while I – well, let me hold my beer while I turn my back on you with that knife in your hand.
Knife in her hand.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a hold your – hold my beer.
What would you – what kind of words of wisdom could you give to William Green? What kind of advice can you give him?
Well, I think it sounds like he's got a fiery, spirited woman. And I think that's what you want. You know, as long as she's not, you know, one of those big gals with a big boiler that, you know, can sit on him and really crush him, I think that's really the kind of woman you want. I mean, you don't want a girl that's passive and submissive and no fun to be around. You know, there's nothing wrong with some knife throwing and dart throwing and then a few gunshots now and then. That's all part of marriage, and I think, you know, we learned that through 20, 30 years of marital bliss.
Right. Oh, you have. So you've had the knife fights and the throwing the knives and the gunshots and stuff like that. Good. Well, I think that's a cornerstone for a good marriage, a foundation for a good marriage.
Usually that's the early part of the marriage when you get past the knife stuff.
Right. Hey, Coach, Aggies step up they stepped up this weekend and didn't lose by 77 this week. I think that's a positive.
Well, I do too. They've learned a lot this past year, and then, you know, I think they scored in 20 something points and only got beat by 20 something. So, well, once again, they got a great chance to show the nation what they're made of. And here we are. We're coming up on rivalry Saturday this weekend. Some of the rivalry games, and we learned a lot about the teams and Texas A&M and everything. So, you know, we know that some of the defensive players up there at A&M, they don't like to touch the offensive players on the other team. You know, they think they're icky, so they're not going to touch them, you know, until they get in the end zone.
They think they're icky, Coach?
Well, they're icky. You know, they've got some. They think they have cooties and some other problems, so they're just not going to touch them until they get way down the field, and, you know, maybe one of those guys will try to trip them up without, you know, minimal contact is what they're going for.
Well, they're doing a good job of that, I think, right now. They're doing a good job of not touching anyone, not getting any cooties. I don't think cooties are spreading right now on the Texas A&M defense. I don't think they're touching anybody, so that's a positive there. Not coming home with cooties. I think if that's in the game plan, it's working for Coach Fran.
That's right. And we know some of the A&M players, they're not afraid to ask for assistance in the parking lot. So we know that's going on up there. You know, college kids, they learn things throughout the course of their career. I mean, down at Texas, we know that a lot of those guys, looking back this year, a lot of them drive very high-end SUVs.
Coach, did you just say they're not afraid to ask for assistance in the parking lot?
That's right. You know, it's part of the friendly campus there at A&M. If you have a problem and you want to ask for some help, you know, you can ask for anywhere. And then it turns out, you know, some of them are not afraid to ask for a little help in the parking lot.
Like if you have car trouble or whatnot.
Well, Coach, yeah, I don't know if you heard that this week there was a young man on the A&M football team that was exposing himself in a car as a girl was walking by.
And asked, can you help me out with this? Is that what you're referring to?
No, that's hearsay, and that's a bunch of alleged beat crap. I'll tell you what. We're not even talking about that. You know, but, you know, those hormones get going up there, some of those guys, and, you know, probably some dorm geek, and they got, you know, they blamed him on the football player.
And, you know, every time you got
dorm
there,
geeks,
yep, dorm
hate
geeks.
Those guys.
Well, and, you know, the hormones are flying out there. You go to the Dixie Chick, and how are you gonna control yourself, Coach? It's just wild. It's just nuts up there, isn't it?
Yeah, college kids, they get out of hand once in a while. You know, we got the guys from Texas. Apparently, they drive big SUVs, and some of them transport, you know, foreign substances for their friends. And, you know, sometimes they don't like people parking in front of them, so they beat the crap out of them.
It
just happens. You know, we learned that this year that you better not steal Cedric Benson's plasma TV. So there's a lot of lessons that, you know, looking back, you just can't take the season and throw it away. You got to look at it, evaluate it, and see what you learned out of there.
Well, there's a lot of lessons being learned out there right now, Coach, I can tell you that. Rivalry weekend, But we got to talk to you next week because the big game is coming up next Friday.
I think we need to get Longhorn Scott come up there and duke it out a little bit like usual.
Well, let's go. I think that the gauntlet is down. Let's go.
Get you in the studio, Coach.
Let's go at it. I think next Wednesday will be a big day right here on Sports Radio 610 Texas, Texas A&M. We're going to see who's going to win that battle of wits before the big game on Friday. Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here.
All right. We'll break out the Elton John, Can You Feel the Love music, and me and Longhorn Scott will get out there and talk about Beano Cook and his fatness and some good stuff like that.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds like a plan next week. Coach Slocum on Mobile, brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates, right here every Thursday morning, Sports Radio 610.